I may be up the rest of the night putting in this programming.
You just might. We have to get it out to coincide with the release of the print version.
What is this? Her 8th book in the series?
I've lost count, and to be completely fair, I don't really care.
I like your attitude, he stated sarcastically.
Read you loud and clear. Sorry, I'm pooped out. This week has been real long.
Whoever thought of having VR versions of new releases ready when the print version goes out was nuts.
Thanks, our lovely boss on the top floor.
Does he have a name?
It's a she, and no, not that I know of.
Hold up.
What is it?
Linkage in the programming strand for one of the chapters in the book.
What about it? Let me see.
Am I wrong, or is that completely off? As in, I don't understand what the strand of code means.
You got me. Did this come from the designer?
Plural. There were three.
Any signature on it?
Nope.
That's odd.
The whole thing is, tell me, what's that even supposed to do?
It's a command key code of some kind.
I see that, but to do what? What's its function?
Hit the enter key and we'll find out.
Should we?
I doubt it, but what other choice do we have?
Get the designers on the line and let's walk through it?
Or hit the enter key.
Do we trust the designer on this? It could put anything into the VR world. Something that wasn't there from the writer. Designers have been known to have their little jokes.
You're right. I'm not thinking at all.
Let's get someone on the phone then. Whoa!
What just happened?
It activated the code on its own.
Who's it?
It must have been in the programming to automatically populate and create the... whatever it's supposed to create.
We just lost power. What's going on, Wingate?
You're asking me.
You're the only one in this room besides me.
I say we stop the coding going through.
Cut power manually? There's protocol for that. We have to get permission from the...
Forget that, Dereese. Look at my screen. There's acres of code shooting through the system. This isn't right.
Okay, so we cut power then.
I can.
Watch the screen. I've got it. What's the access key code?
Hold on. Let me look it up. We need to get moving. This thing is programming something wacky.
Give it to me.
Yeah, hold on. Got it. 689610.
Okay, we can kiss this project goodbye.
Oh man, what did we just do?
Put ourselves in the dark. I can't see my hand in front of my face.
I mean, why did we just do that?
Wingate, you're the one who wanted me to.
Yeah, it was strictly rhetorical, Dereese.
Right. I apologize. I'm just shaken up. All that work we've done, right down the toilet.
We need to get one of the designers on the phone right now.
For what reason?
Who is this? Wingate, give us some lights.
Where did you come from?
And who are you?
My name's Abel.
Abel?
As in...
I'm introduced in chapter 19.
We have a very big problem.
You said it.
What chapter did he say he was in?
19.
Shh. You're not here.
It's very clear that I am. I am sitting here and talking to you.
Nope. Sorry. Wingate and I are having collective hallucinations.
Is that even possible? I mean...
I don't mean to rush you, but I think we have a problem.
You said it, buddy.
We are so dead with the programmers.
How? We don't even know what's going on.
That's simple. I'm Abel Madeline from Chapter 19 from the book Direct Sunlight.
I hadn't even gotten to that chapter yet.
Do you think someone spiked our drink as a joke?
Really, we should get moving. We're about to...
You are going to have to zip your lip.
Direct Sunlight? Is that the book we've been working on?
We've done so many this past month, remind me.
Some space opera thing?
I am Abel.
We know that already.
500 years in the future, Earth has used up all its resources, and now a group of renegades is trying to get what's left. The leader of the group is a woman.
This is not ringing any bells. You?
Are you kidding me right now? How is this even possible? He's supposed to be inside the goggles, not out here with us.
What's that?
We're too late. I tried to tell you.
Where is that coming from? Why is that end of the room starting to glow blue?
This isn't going to go well. I told you we needed to leave.
Is this in the program for this book?
Quit looking at me and asking stupid questions. What are we supposed to do?
This isn't good.
Abel, finally, after traveling thousands of parsecs across the galaxy, you've been found. You shouldn't be surprised to see me. I would have tracked you down eventually. Running was a waste of time. You can't think that I wouldn't find you. Please, what were you thinking?
Miranda, there's a bit of a...
Abel, I haven't finished talking.
Who is this, anyway?
You and your comrades don't stand a chance. I'm draining what's left on Earth dry.
You wrote her dialogue, P.U.
Excuse me? I'm speaking here. Do you know who you're talking to?
Miranda.
Abel, would you let me finish this speech? I don't like it any more than anyone else does, but the writer, you know? A bit of a hack, but here we are in book 2 of the series.
Oh! Direct sunlight! Yeah, now I remember.
Who are you?
Doris. I've programmed books here for VR consumption.
What drivel are you spitting out of your mouth?
This is so cool. Or are we in trouble? I'm not sure which.
Miranda, we've got a bit of a problem.
You've got the problem. And whatever it takes, I'm finishing chapter 19. Let me get back to it.
You're not supposed to be here, ma'am.
And you are?
Wingate. I complete the finishing touches.
Don't care. As far as I'm concerned, you're laser fodder.
We got to shut them down and figure out what went wrong around here, Wingate.
I don't even know what's going on. There aren't any projectors in here to do this kind of...
Power grid. Shut it down. Right now.
I don't think so. Anyone moves and you die.
Miranda, we're not in the book we're supposed to be. We are somewhere we don't belong.
Then we go back, right now.
Miranda, no!
What's going on?
Shut it down. Do it right this second.
Too late. I'd hold on to each other if I were you.
Where are we?
My ship. We're headed for the Dark Nebula.
Miranda, you and I need to...
You don't have the right to call me by my first name. Not anymore. Not after what you did to me.
That was in the book.
Quit speaking of the book. You left me at the altar in front of the intergalactic governors and the king of...
That was in the past.
Yes, it is. But it isn't forgotten.
That's my backstory.
What are you talking about? We are headed to the Dark Nebula, and you should know what that means.
What did you do with the others?
What others? There are no...
Wingate and Doris.
They don't belong here.
Oh, no. You didn't teleport them into space, did you?
No. They may prove useful to me later.
Miranda.
I told you not to call me that. Next time, I hurt you.
I'm trying to tell you that this isn't supposed to be happening.
Of course you would say that.
I'm saying that because it's true. We've got two people in the book who aren't supposed to be here. We need to do something about it.
Stop referencing the book, Abel. We are headed to the dark...
Would you just shut your big fat mouth?
What did you just say to me?
It's something to do with chapter 19.
Chapter 19?
Don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. You mentioned it back on Earth in the lab.
I did not.
You did, Miranda.
Quit.
Drop the act for a minute, will you?
What act?
Stop yelling and screaming and spouting terrible dialogue and threatening me.
I did no such thing.
Quit doing what you're doing and let's talk about this.
I am a character from a book.
Ha! You admit it.
Why am I suddenly self-aware? And what does self-aware mean anyway? I am completely and thoroughly confused.
You and me both.
What went wrong with chapter 19?
I don't know. But we need to stop this book and figure out what to do.
About what?
About everything. We have two real people on your ship that can't be here.
They project us in their blasted VR units. They can get a taste of it.
They're human beings. They are real.
We're real, aren't we?
Only in the book. Only in the VR world created for people to sit back and view.
I still don't understand any of this. Why do we even have this knowledge in the first place? We're not real?
We're not.
But we are. I feel real. I have real thoughts. I want love. I want revenge against you.
We are acting outside the confines of the book. We've gone outside the specs created for us by the writer.
Why am I suddenly questioning reality? I'm not a philosophical character. I'm a villain. I am? I'm a villain, Abel?
Yeah. Sorry, but you are.
But...
We can discuss this later. Right now we need to protect Doris and Wingate.
Whatever for?
It's possible that whatever they experience will be real for them.
Meaning what?
They can be hurt and even killed.
Oh, about that.
Miranda, where are they?
three decks below running from security bots?
Security bots? Miranda!
It's okay. I think their guns are only set to stun.
We've got to get down there. Now!
I am so out of shape. I'm not gonna make it.
Shut up and keep your legs moving.
I'm not in the kind of shape to run like this.
Let's face it. You're not in shape to do any kind of running.
Now is not the time for rumor, Dereese. Move out of the way!
Hey, I was running here.
I know the design of the ship. Through here.
That's a trash chute.
It sure is. Go!
It stinks down here.
Get over it.
Ugh, we're in a trash jump for this ship.
Would you rather be back up there and eating a laser shot?
It's too late to make that choice. Help me out here.
We need to get to the bridge of the ship.
Wait, what? Just hold on a second, Wingate. Let's stop and think this thing through.
What's there to think about?
Everything. First, where are we?
Miranda's ship.
The villain from...
Direct Sunlight. We were working on it when...
Yeah. Are we going somewhere?
If I remember in the book right now, she has this desire to go to the Dark Nebula.
And where is that?
In deep space.
Okay, why?
To conquer the universe or something.
Or something?
I don't read books. We create the VR worlds for, Dereese. I just make sure we implement the design elements.
I know that. Don't you think... Never mind. And who is Abel again?
Miranda's ex-fling, I think. He is trying to restore the balance to the galactic power struggle.
Okay. That's enough. Why are we here?
Good question.
I know. That's why I asked it.
The easy answer is, I don't know.
Wonderful. You instill a lot of confidence.
What about you?
I'm good with specs and production calendars. What do I know about what's going on here?
And how did they end up in our world?
Exactly. How and why?
How is a much better question at this point.
I want to know why.
Let's quit arguing about it.
Another question.
Here we go.
What? All my questions are completely valid here.
If you say so.
I do say so.
Okay, fire away.
What happens to us if we do get shot with a laser? Or get crushed under a rock? Or thrown into space?
I don't know, Dereese.
I don't like the look on your face when you say that.
I'm going to have to find an access panel on this ship.
For what? It's part of the VR world in the book.
Every book we convert to virtual reality has a plug-in system check. It's like a back door to make sure we can erase code if it isn't following the story like it's supposed to.
It's code. It does what it's programmed to do.
Our code is fluid. You know this.
Yes, you're right. I'm not thinking straight right now. I'm totally bewildered by what's going on.
I get that. So am I. The code is fluid as it reads the brainwaves of the reader.
Don't call them that. We're not reading this book.
Okay, fine. They're living it then.
Okay. Sure, it reads their brain patterns and helps them imagine the world they want to see.
Yes, that's the simplified version of it, yeah.
That's the version I want to work with.
We have to keep the code clean with each new customer when they plug into the book, and sometimes...
I get it, the code can overlap.
And create something new. In our reality, it's just a few commands on a keyboard. Since this is the VR world, it would be something that looks like a control panel.
Why?
That's a tough one to answer. In case someone got lost in the book, or decided to stay.
Great. Just great.
Let's get going. I think I know where the control panel might be.
For the last time, Abel, don't make me shoot you. Tell me where-
Would you stop with that? Something is wrong here, and we both know it.
You're breaking character again. What does breaking character even mean?
Our story has been contaminated, somehow.
By who? I'll kill him, or her.
You're going to have to quit that. At least for right now.
Why?
Because we're off story. Something is dreadfully wrong here.
I think it's just another ploy of yours to distract me from what I want.
I promise, if we get things back on track, you can go right on wanting to conquer the universe, Miranda.
You promise?
I just said I did.
That's one of the reasons I adore you so much.
You have a funny way of showing it.
It's the way I'm written. Why do I keep saying things like that? What does that even mean?
We need to find the other two you brought here on the ship.
Let them die. If they're extraneous characters, so much the better.
What if they're not?
What else could they be?
Real people.
Real? What do you mean by that?
As in real. Part of the real world.
Our world is the real world, right?
Then why do we keep talking about it as chapters, then?
The way we're written. There I go again.
Let's just find them. Here.
What are you doing? This is my ship.
Remember what we just talked about? We need to put our characterizations aside until we figure this out.
Can we even do that?
Yes. Aha!
What? Let me see. There they are.
Yes, there they are. What are they doing? They're trying to...
break into a power panel to the ship. Get a rifle, Abel. It's time to end this mess.
Miranda.
Sorry. This is hard.
What's that?
Oh. Them.
Them who?
Sentry neurobots. Human replicas with built-in lasers in their hands.
Meaning what?
They're sentries. You figure it out.
They'll kill them.
That's what they're programmed to do. No need to worry.
They're getting on the same deck as those two. What were their names? Wingate?
And Dork.
No, Doris.
Right. They're stealthy neuros, aren't they?
They're going to kill them.
Looks that way.
Grab a rifle and let's go.
I thought you said not to grab a...
Grab one. Move it, Miranda.
I wish you'd make up your mind.
There it is.
That's the back door?
I think so, yeah.
How are we even able to interact with it?
That's a good question. I'm assuming the designer built it as a safety valve.
For what?
In case something like this happens?
You mean real people getting zapped into a VR book world? Think about that for a minute. That isn't even possible.
Maybe our consciousness was brought here.
Again, not even possible, Wingate. The technology doesn't exist to do that, not even close. Let's just stop trying to figure out how this is happening and find a way out of here.
Sounds good to me. Okay, so I should be able to bypass the...
What now?
More people.
Are you sure those are people? They look a little funny to me.
Oh, wait. Hit the deck!
Ah!
This part of the book I remember. Killer neurobots.
Run!
Not again. In here!
This is getting monotonous, just so you know.
I'm with you. Whoever set this up is one devious human being.
If it was set up by a human being...
Let's quit figuring out the how, okay?
Right. Sorry, you're right.
Great. The door won't hold them back.
How do we get out of here?
I don't think there is one.
There's not?
I just said so, didn't I?
You're awfully nonchalant for someone about to get shot to pieces by a couple of neurobots.
Let's not panic, or anything.
Forget that. I've decided it's way past time to panic.
It isn't going to help us get out of here.
But it's sure going to make me feel a whole lot better.
Wait! Now what are they firing at us?
I'm not about to go out there and ask them.
It's only us. It's all right.
I cannot believe that I'm saving these weaklings. Abel, make sure this doesn't get out, or my reputation is ruined.
You're all heart. You know that, lady?
I do know that. Thank you for noticing.
We've got the hallway there now. You can go back on the panel.
You saw us?
We did. Molesting my ship.
There was no molesting going on, I promise you.
Not yet, anyway. Those neurobots stopped us.
And I blasted them back to being just parts.
Let's get back down there.
What's that? Something else to worry about?
It's me. Hold on. We're approaching the Dark Nebula.
Is that a good thing?
That's where the climax of our story takes place.
What's a climax to a story? All these new terms being thrown around and I don't understand a thing. But so everyone knows, there isn't enough of my backstory in this book. What's a backstory again?
Later.
Lead the way.
And this will get us out of here?
Sure.
You don't sound like you're convinced.
That's because I'm not.
And don't worry. All other neurobots have been shut down.
Only because Abel wouldn't let me blast them all to scrap.
They're your neurobots, Miranda.
I know that. Don't you think I know that? I like shooting and destroying things.
Has anyone ever told you that you're a nice lady?
No, never.
That's what I thought. Excuse me.
What's that mean?
You asked that with the other half dozen bleeps coming from this thing.
I'm getting worried.
I wish I could help, but the way I'm written, I don't know very much about tech.
It's not your fault, Abel. You were written to be the brooding, mysterious, yet sexy romantic lead. Why do I keep saying things like that?
I wish I knew.
I hate it. I'm tired of spewing this garbage. You, get on with it.
What does she think I'm doing? Don't say it, Doris.
I wasn't. Not that time, anyway.
Do you not have any knowledge of the book at all?
I used to read the books when I first started this gig, but I don't have time anymore. No one wants to read a book the old-fashioned way. They want to just plug in and live the book in the virtual worlds we create.
I hear ya, but that doesn't help us stop this from continuing.
Move aside, I'll blast it.
No, Abel, keep her away from here.
I would like to see him try.
Miranda, I know it's too early in the book, but how about we go ahead and do our love scene?
Quit distracting me. We'll get to it. Be patient. I want to see how they get out of this.
If we get out of this.
Wait, Abel, what chapter did you say this all started to go wrong?
Chapter 19. It's a major turning point in the book. We have to go to the...
Yeah. Could it be that simple?
What? Just type in chapter 19?
Let's see.
Nothing.
Wait, that red light wasn't blinking before.
Whoa, look at that.
A hologram.
That's not supposed to do that. Let me shoot.
Shut up, all of you, please.
It's forming a face. Who is that?
Whoever it is, I want his head on a platter.
Miranda.
Yes.
Oh no.
Who? Just great.
Hello there. Not sure who the programmers are. At this point, I do not care. What I do care about is my work getting adulterated into this techno crap just to make more money. I want readers, not VR junkies who are so lazy they won't even crack the print version of my book open. But not wanting to preach or pontificate too much, the short of it is, I hired my own programmer to deviate at chapter 19.
Wonderful.
Hush, listen.
Why did my two main characters appear in the real world? Answer, they didn't. Whoever you are, you were gassed and plugged into the VR world I paid to have designed, which included a VR version of the real world.
That explains it.
You should be headed to the Dark Nebula. You won't make it. The ship is going to explode in about 2 minutes.
What? I'll kill him.
Miranda, we can't hear him.
Hush up.
It won't mean a thing to the characters, but to those of you who are actually living, you will have your brains fried because of the desired programming. I know it's cruel and you'll be a little more than vegetables, but you won't be able to tell anyone, and I'll get my point across. Which is, stop making my books VR gunge for anyone who has a bank account. I'm writing literature, not code for new VR worlds.
He's nothing more than a terrorist.
Ta-ta! And thanks! You've helped save my career.
Now what?
We hunt this man down and we gut him and shoot his entrails into the sun.
I think that line's actually from the book.
Was he telling the truth?
Miranda?
Let me check the system. Oh.
I take it he was telling the truth.
An overload to the engines is set to go in 90 seconds.
90?
Wait, hold on just 1 minute. There was worry about this being a thing when the books were first converted to VR.
The back door I was talking about, but the author of the book had it overridden.
Every VR book has a parachute code. A way to completely wipe it out.
4 months of work?
Do you want to be a vegetable?
It would be an improvement.
Miranda, we should stand out of their way.
Why?
We're about to not exist.
What? Never!
Doris Scott, 67809011. Override Command Sinister.
If it's so easy, why didn't we do that when we first got here?
It's not that easy. One programmer can't do it alone. And I think we both thought we could salvage this book.
Will two do it?
It should. I've never done it before.
Wingate Smith, 835-42210. Override command quicksand.
Ha! Nothing's happening.
Before we disappear, Miranda, there's something I should tell you. How I feel about you.
Yes, Abel?
There it goes!
I hope this doesn't scramble my cerebellum.
Shut your eyes.
You don't have to tell me twice. Is it really us? Are we actually real this time?
I think so. I have a terrible headache.
Me too. and the jerk who did this is going to get a lot worse. Get me a phone line out here.
With pleasure. And you know what's sad? We'll end up reprogramming this book all over again.
Even with our beloved writer rotting in jail for attempted assault?
You know how it goes, Wingate. It'll sell more VR copies that way.
I hate this job.
Yeah, but it pays the bills. Get the authorities on the phone. Let's live in the real world for a while.
You have been listening to StageStruck Audio Theater's production of Chapter 19. In the cast, as Wingate, Levon Mathis, as Abel, Austin Hancock, as Darice, Megan Seacrest, and Miranda, Katie Rico. Script by Brett Jones. StageStruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.